there's certainly been a strong desire in South Donegal, that area, Ballyshannon, Bundoran, Lahey, Ballintra, that they would join with the rest of Donegal in a constituency. Obviously, they're part of the Donegal County Council electorate area of Donegal, and that has definitely been a real sense of anger and disconnect for all of the years where the Donegal constituency and the Sligo Leitrim constituency have existed. So hopefully it'll revert back now to either one six-seater if the legislation changes, or two three-seaters.
From Sinn Féin's perspective, I'm sure that the party is analysing these early census figures quite closely.
Well, our hope would be to maximise the number of Sinn Féin seats in the next election. I think if you look at the 2020 election, it was clear we could have won more seats had we had known the level of support that was out there for us. Unfortunately, we based our approach to the 2020 election on the local and European elections of 2019, which were a disappointing result for us. But we won't make that mistake again. We will run a very, very large number of candidates to elect as many Sinn Féin TDs. And of course, we do want to lead the next government, but that's the only way we can deliver the change that our people require.
Ultimately, though, from the Donegal constituency's perspective, you would like it to see it returned to as it was prior to those boundaries being drawn up.
Yeah, I think two three-seaters in Donegal would be the best type of arrangement for the people of Donegal, where they would have, an extra TD for the county, but you would not have a situation where the people of, a very large section of South Donegal, are being disconnected from the rest of the county. That's just wrong. And the problem is if we do not have either a six-seater or two three-seaters in Donegal after the Boundary Commission, they will be taking more of Donegal away, even more than there is now. That's the only way you could make Donegal remain a five-seater, and that's just wrong. So hopefully we'll see change in the time ahead.